All right, mic check 1, 2. Let's see. Come over here and talk. Let's.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, excuse me, something this side.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I just want to, you know, hear what this sounds like.
And you don't want to just take the audio.
No, because the video always stops.
Excuse me.
It's good to have both.
Microphone check 1, 2, 1, 2.
Motherfucker 1, 2, 1, 2. Niggas. Okay. About random stuff.
No.
We're just I'm doing a test.
I gotta keep that for the pod.
I was gonna say, hey, don't do that right now.
I gotta
now.
Keep this for the pod. This she hear my nigga?
Oh no. This okay, hold on. Let me pause it and then I come back. Okay, we're
going to
try it again. So.
Yes. Okay, so why I got to pee all the time, though?
I mean, you can go pee. It's fine. I'm just, you know.
Oh,
just,
I know, but I'm just saying, like, it's so often now. It's so often. At least my kidneys work.
I was about to say, mine, I was thinking, maybe I have kidney failure. This is horrible. I shouldn't be bloated. And I was like, perhaps I shouldn't do that. I shouldn't think like that, but that's how I be thinking. Okay, I mean, I'm sorry.
It be like that sometime, though.
I know. All right. Try again. Right now. Right now.
Right.
Oh, wait. Oh, right now we start. I guess. We can start a little bit.
Oh, my God.
Say. Welcome to the Ratchet Aunties podcast.
What's cracking? I'm your TT Camille J.
I'm your TT Aaron. Suffer. Guys. We've been doing a lot of episodes, right? But you haven't seen all of them. And guess whose fault that is? Not yours, okay? It is actually the fault of no one, okay? It just means that we have so much content to show you and to bring to you that you're going to be pretty much set for the next couple of weeks and months and, you know, years. Whatever it is that you guys want to do with it, I don't give a fuck.
I feel like I'm so confused. I'm just sitting here nodding my head like,
uh-huh.
What she said.
Because she knows. She knows how much we have in the tux and stuff like that. So,
Yeah.
I mean, we're here. She's not queer. But this is the song that's on my heart today, so I hope you guys like it just like I do. That's how I feel about it. That's not the song, so.
That wasn't the song.
Yeah. Ew. Thought you could be the one, but you're doing to yourself. Trying to put you on a plane, you're trying to put me on a shelf. I'll give you something you won't ever find in no one else. You tell me that you know, but you don't even know yourself. What do you run away from me? Why you run away from me? Baby, you should stay with me. No, you don't know.
Doesn't that just make you want to clean? Or is that just the weird part of me?
That's some elderly type of shit. What are you talking about?
I don't know. You know, it's just those songs that just remind you of cleaning up on Saturday mornings when you had no say-so. You just had to get up and clean.
But you know what, though? I blame parents, right? This is... Yeah, no, I always gotta blame parents. I blame parents for not playing good music throughout the rest of the week. Like,
oh,
that's
man,
y'all
time.
Fault. Like, my father was big on music. So, like, that shit was any time, any day that he wanna just drink his Hennessy and smoke his Newport. He gonna sit on the couch and he gonna play something on his record player or on the CDs and stuff. You know how he had, like, the 180 disc, like...
Oh yeah, the dish changer.
The dish changer, that shit looked like it went in a hole.
My mother still has one of those in
Shut
her living
the
room.
Front door.
Yeah, she has the big speakers and the thing. Oh, so she still does have it, cause so
come
you
on.
Definitely can get it. But yeah.
Oh
it's
my
still
god!
There. And it's in impeccable condition.
I love those machines. I will still play CDs today if it's a good one.
Hell yeah!
Especially my mix CDs, cause you know. If y'all know my playlist, y'all had to have known. I was the queen of the mixtape to the mixed CD to the mixed playlist, okay? This has been, like, forever in the making.
Okay, so the only thing I hear think about on a mixed CD is when I got it in high school and Take It to the House was on it.
Okay.
That so was my
real
shit.
Fast.
Take it to the House.
Flip and slap.
I got a video. I am getting it. And the boys in the back looking like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, they're a little younger, but it was hilarious. They like, oh my God, can you please turn the radio back down?
No. Just, sorry,
I'm a millennial
parent.
We're going to tee up together.
Y'all are going to know what Bob and Break Your Back is. Sorry.
Oh, that's what they say?
Bob and Break Your Back.
I thought it was Bounce and Break Your Back.
There is two parts of that song. So, yes, it is Bounce, and then there's Bob That Back. It's
hit a
two heads.
Oh, see, okay, I need to.
See, y'all ain't listen to the extended juke mix. Y'all
no,
was out.
I didn't.
Y'all was tapped out. You was tired.
Yeah, sweated out your edges because you fucked around and used jam instead of
jail.
I was
about to say, which edges? What no edges back in the day? Like, all of this, like, I understand baby hairs and stuff like that. Like, I get it. But.
Mm-hmm. I used to slick the shit out of my. I had them curly cues right on the side by your ear. It'd be a big motherfucker.
When I tell you, I ain't start doing that until I was an adult.
Girl,
when I was girl younger, that was all about as slick as you can get it. Like it wasn't no, it was Gorilla Glue before the Gorilla Glue. You had the whole,
you had the Ampro and the Pump It Up.
Yep, and your shit was wrapped with a setting lotion. You had to wrap little white wraps around it.
Mm-hmm.
You blue dried it.
Now, see, I ain't had no wraps, so I just had to use bandanas.
Oh, no.
And see, then I had to wait. I had to wait till it dried.
Yeah, we had both of them. You had to have the wraps, and you had the good tie.
That's because somebody
the
in your house did hair.
Yeah,
my
true.
Mother didn't do hair at all, okay? Matter of fact, I still do her hair to this day.
That's good, because you the hairdresser. Now I see how my sister would have felt. Like, I'm glad my sister was here before me.
Oh, my God.
So that she could do my hair, because I told my mother, like, maybe third grade, you're done. Trina's doing my hair. Sorry. You're not touching my hair no more. Are you fucking serious?
Oh,
never.
Oh, no. I traded her. I traded my mommy in the seventh grade.
Yeah. See, that's.
I had to because my sister couldn't do hair either.
See.
I was like, how did I get delegated to.
You the hair girl. Sorry.
I guess so.
Everybody got one?
True. I want to have one.
You.
That's not fun.
That is the plight. That's, of the hairstylist, ain't know?
That's why we're puffy today. Although, I like when it's full, because it be looking full. You know, I'm a little older now, so I ain't got as many hairs as I used to. So when you retwist it, it be a little too flat to my head for me.
Oh, got fluff.
I need some volume.
Oh, I want volume, but then at the same time, I'm like, I don't want that. Because when it's not twisted or braided,
oh yeah,
my hair just be like... And I'll be like, oh, okay, so I can't go nowhere looking like Don King. Not going to work for me. Sorry, guys.
I mean, you could. No. But you won't.
I will never. I've done it before because everyone's like, no, your hair's going to be fine. And I was like, y'all let me come out the house and sing in public like this. I was mad at everybody that day. He took a picture of me. I threw that shit away. I could not take it. Nobody else saw that picture. I was like, no. My hair... I don't care, like, okay, I'm cute, yeah, I can sing good, that's all well and great, but my hair?
Yeah, when the hair is fucked, women don't keep those pictures.
It was giving struggle Macy, and nobody likes that.
Wait a minute, her hair already looked tattered.
I'm saying.
It was.
And it, mine was
like
struggling, because.
The cat be like.
Mine was struggling, because it wasn't even, it was just like, when it first get, the moisture just, you know what I mean? Like, when you first pick it out, it's good.
Yeah.
At the end of that, you looking like Jay. It ain't no good. I'm sorry.
Dynamite!
Nigga, compacted. The Ooh. Michael Fro, how that shit was just like, it was tight.
It was tight.
It was
that
tight.
That was a tight ass fro.
Oh my God. Okay. So,
Wait, you laid back on this one. What's really
happening? Because, y'all, I don't know what it is about whenever myself or my guy is at, like, any store. Okay, just any particular store. This can be any store, right? It is always a nasty bitch at the register. Why? Why are y'all nasty at the register? Let me tell you a little tale, and then we'll go forth with all the other bullshit we got to talk about. But so I'm at the Hobby Lobby, right? Now
you this goddamn Hobby Lobby.
So I'm at Hobby Lobby. And Hobby Lobby is for hobbyists, okay? Who love the Lord because they only play Christian like music in the.
They do.
That's it's a family owned company. It's super super hallelujah in there, okay? So that's why you see all the crosses and you know everything in there. Like it's very much so. If you craft for the Lord, you know.
For the Lord.
And go ahead and put your stuff in the basket.
Ooh, shit.
Because we need some more flowers.
Basically. On the pews. Basically. Okay? On the pews. But also make sure it's a white lady also at the church because this is a mixed church. This is like Hobby Lobby, like the Lutheran church. You know what I mean?
So
like
she had the programs at the door.
Right. The black lady is like, she at the church, but there's no usher board there. It's just like, what do you guys do? Oh, they're just, you know, very spirited in the corner with their hats. That's what Hobby Lobby reminds me of.
This is my hat, y'all. This is my hat. I know the listeners can't, y'all can't see it, but I am rubbing my brim. Okay?
This girl did the full brim. Like, you know, certain white churches, they look at you crazy when you show up with a hat. They're like, wow, is it a special occasion? Like, they're very excited about it. So, that's Hobby Lobby to me. I walk in, everybody's like, hi, how can I help you, mom? And so, all's well and good. We getting some big ass canvases.
Mm-hmm.
Not a problem. This is normal for us. We get big ass canvases here. Like, it's just what happens. So, we go to the back. We need like 3 of them or whatever. But I think we were only getting 2 at the time because we didn't know if all of them would fit in the back. So, we get 2 of them. And we come up to the register, and the lady's like, she rings it out. She's like, oh, I know what that's for. And so we looking like, what is it for? So now I'm going to play with her because I'm like, yeah, girl, that's what it's for.
What are you talking about?
I don't fucking know. So I'm just like, just go with it. Okay. So yeah, girl. So in my mind though, I'm like, this is a portrait of somebody's family. Like,
right.
This is, first off, yes. If you know what it's for, yes, it's for a portrait of somebody's family. She gives me the look and the wink like we finna be naked rolling around in acrylic paints on this canvas. And I'm like,
wait, what?
Movie have you seen? Because like it's her supervisor is standing on the other side of the register.
Is she caucus?
This is, well, the supervisor was caucus, but the girl at the register was like Hispanic, but like older too, so it was really confusing.
I'm confused.
It was confusing. So I'm like, what shows are you watching?
Oh, but that's the thing now, though. The couples, they lather themselves in paint, and then they roll around on the sheet of, like, it's not a canvas, though. It's like a
piece. It's a roll of canvas. It's canvas fabric.
Yeah.
Because that's rolled out like a rug. But what this is not is that. Ma'am, you done took this wholesome Bible thumping church canvas and turned it into the nastiest pit of hell. I don't like it, lady. I don't like it. So I was looking at her and Dwayne looking at me and I'm looking at her and I'm like, what the fuck? And so he like, what is she talking about? I'm like, I don't know, but she clearly thinks she knows. So I'm like, yeah, girl. She like, okay, so you guys have fun. And I was like, okay.
I would have been an ass and I would have winked at her real hard like,
I will.
I'll send you pictures.
neither here nor there, right? I'm like, okay, not gonna be a problem. The same day he finishes one of the pieces, so we realize we have to go back and get another one. He wasn't with me. I go back to that one, but that lady is no longer there. It's almost close time for the store, so I go to the back. I ask them, hey, can you get the big one off the back? They need to get the ladder, all types of stuff. They go back there. Now, while I'm waiting, it is a young gentleman at the back or whatever. He, I'm guessing, is new because the white supervisor lady, she asking for somebody else to help. He just taking the garbage out the bathrooms like, hey, I'm here to help if you need it. Something that she just ignoring him, calling for Brian, come to the back. And so he's like, I mean, but I'm right here. So she was like, okay, fine, Chauncey, you can come and get the...
Chauncey? Out of all names, you choose Chauncey? Okay, I'm sorry, go ahead.
That's not his name.
I know, but... He could have been fine, Kevin.
Chauncey. You can go and get the ladder for this lady. Now be careful because this is what we have to do when we get canvases. So he's like, okay. So he runs to the back.
Oh my God.
Then he like, yo, do you, he gets the canvas down. Everything's good. He's looking at me like, do I know you? And I'm like, I definitely don't know you, child. And so he's like, excuse me. Do you have a daughter who goes to such and such high school? And I said, oh, no, I ain't got no daughters, but I'm glad you know somebody who looks like me. You're welcome. And I walk away with the big ass canvas. I go back up to the front and it's another lady like, hey, I thought I saw you earlier. I said, yeah, we just did another one. She was like, oh, you're back so soon? Do you have pictures? I'm like, none that I can show you.
She asked for one.
Get up out of my phone. So that was just a part of the nasty people at the non-nasty store. I don't make the rules.
Okay, well, let me just follow the suit of nastiness, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Story time.
Okay.
So guys, I'm doing a client today and we talking about whatever. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I told her I went to Exotica. Over the weekend.
Okay. Guys, disclaimer. Okay. XXX, disclaimer. Not a pizza and porn segment, just nasty shit. Okay, go.
Right. Okay. So, talking about Exotica, she was like, oh, I heard about that. But I don't think she really knew what it was. Because she said, I heard about that.
Okay.
So then when I wound up telling, I was like, yeah, I was like, my guy met his favorite porn star. She was like, oh.
So let me guess. You never heard about that?
Never. And I knew that. That's why I said that. It was kind of like for the shock value type
Yikes.
Thing. But the conversation took a turn. We were start talking about older folks having sex, right?
Okay.
So I think she was a friend of hers or something.
Okay.
Whatever. So this, I'm sorry, y'all. Just give me 2 seconds because I cannot, okay. I know people have their kinks. And I get that.
Now I'm interested in where this is going.
And okay. I am not shaming anything. I'm just saying that ain't my cup of tea.
What is not your cup of tea?
Okay. So the lady is having sex with her husband, but when he gets erect, he winds up urinating.
Oh.
So inside of her, he is urinating each time they have sex. So she got to the point where she was like, I'm tired of this shit.
And then what she do?
I don't know, because I didn't ask any questions. I was floored. I really didn't know. I didn't know what to
Listen,
say.
Listen, we cannot shame people's pelvic floors.
No. No, we can't.
All I'm saying is, when you say old, that just makes me sad. Because I know people just cannot control certain things. And so I would never...
No, get a pocket pussy then.
No, because why? That's his wife.
Not if you're going to be urinating in my vagina.
I mean, she's probably done far worse. And if they that old, they done had kids. He done seen up shit on the table before. You'll be all right, ma'am. Get you some, I don't know, what's that, Monistat shit? Drink some cranberry juice.
So the conversation took a turn. I was ready for this. So she was like, that's the reason why she probably died from cervical cancer.
Wait, what?
And I looked at her. I didn't know what to say.
Now?
I was like, wait.
That's not the correlation between piss don't give you cervical cancer.
Well, could it? Because of the bacteria? No.
Because cancer is not made up of bacteria only. If that was the case.
Which is true. It does have many components.
That's what I'm saying. And piss has so many other components that are actually healthy than cancer. That's why I'm like, no. Piss only make you itchy. It don't give you cancer. I'm sorry, guys.
Well,
I'm sorry.
You can't piss in my puss, so I'm done.
I wouldn't know if you did, one, because I'm not.
Wouldn't it be? It would be warm. So warm.
But I mean,
it will be.
How often are you getting came in? How the fuck would you know?
Well, I digress. All I'm saying is, no pee in my puss is all I'm saying.
I mean, not just voluntarily. Don't right. do that. But if that is an issue that you have, I'm pretty sure. By the time we get to that, I'm going to be too old to be like, and my gynecologist going to know. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if anything, we just old and we fucking, I don't give a fuck what's happening with your dick at that point. As long as it ain't no random spots, because I'm always checking.
Right. Yes.
I'm always checking for, you know, new moles or.
That's, yeah.
You know.
How often are y'all checking y'all spouse's parts?
Nigga. And you know what? First off, let me just also say.
She's serious because she's clapping.
Let me just also say. Man, y'all need to be touching y'all girls' chest a lot more often than you do. Women and your lady partners, y'all need to be touching each other's breasts far more often than you do. You need to be checking for things. You need to be stimulating those follicles. You need
That's
to be
true.
Stop making it so weird.
Touch
Everything,
your titties.
Just touch your titties.
Touch your titties.
Touch your titties, please. Today, tomorrow, tonight. Touch your titties.
In the shower.
Touch your titties. When you're laying down, touch your titties. And you know what I did? I read something somewhere. It's pissing me off.
Better be pissed on and pissed off.
Listen. No.
Nope, we ain't there yet.
I mean, because piss play is just not, it's not my shit, but I'm not grossed out by it because...
You are so open.
I'm just not grossed out by it. I watch medical journals and documentaries and all types of things that most normal people just be like, ooh, what you doing? So I don't care.
Okay, that's true.
I don't care. Doesn't bother me.
I watch it too, but okay, it doesn't
bother
me. Are
you squeamish?
No, I'm actually not. It's just if I'm in the situation, I'll be like, hey, bro.
Why? Especially if that's your old nigga. Like, she said that nigga was old. They was together for however long. They was old as shit. You not even gonna be spry enough to bounce up and flip over and be like, is that pissing me? Like, you not gonna be doing that.
Okay, no.
You just gonna be old.
No, you gonna have a warm pocket pussy.
This way, I'm not giving you no pocket pussy just because...
I don't know what that sound was, but...
Wet.
It was...
Wait.
Sorry, I can't.
But no, seriously, I was watching this, procedure. It was this breast augmentation or whatever the other day. Mm-hmm. And then the doctor had done after the procedure, he had done a live talk, question and answer with all the people who were on the live. And so he was just like, yeah, you know, it was somebody who was asking, is there a way that I can stimulate my breast tissue to be bigger and things like that? And, you know, everybody laughing at her in the comments and shit, like, no, bitch, you just grown with, you know, you either got boobs or you don't. And he's like, well, no, actually, there is an exercise. And this nigga goes, you just do this with your boobs every day in a circular motion. And that helps stimulate your good breast tissue to keep the elasticity up. And I was like, you know what? That's just like the makeup people who be like doing this. Like, make sure you swipe up like this.
Oh, yes. You got to go this way.
You got to go this way. And it's like, oh.
That's the way I go.
So the whole time, you know, if you just doing this to your titty, that ain't doing shit.
Right, so you gotta go.
You gotta go circles.
You gotta act it like that. You got me going in circles. Burr, 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 burr. That's how you do it, ladies.
Yeah, or gentlemen. If you don't want to stimulate your own titties, do the same thing. I'm pretty sure it's enough of y'all who watch us who are taking some hormones, so do your shit.
Yeah.
Do your shit.
Real talk,
if
man.
If you want titties, make circles around your titties.
Right.
Oh, what else?
Like little legs, like little skirts or something, right above their ankles. So it flare out like this when they feet get to moving. Yeah, but anyway, so we've been footwork.
I'm sorry.
Okay. I'm just saying, because you know how, like, they be trying to take all our shit. I'm just saying, like, we've been footworking, y'all. We've been footworking since we've been put on this earth.
Mm-hmm. But did you see the white couple footworking now on TikTok?
What?
I'm going to show you.
They did a good job?
Oh, my God. First off, they were so good at it.
Wait a minute.
They were so good at it that we might have to do a reaction to it later. I'm not sure.
Oh, okay.
But they were so good at it, and I was extremely shocked.
Oops, sorry, guys.
See, no, make it stop, pop, make it drop.
That part.
Don't stop making it. I'll show you. But they literally were that, and the thing I like about them, who I was seeing, was that both of them looked very white. Like, they didn't look like, oh, I'm white and I listen to nigga music, like, outside of TikTok. Like, they just looked like they was just white and y'all just so happened to have light feet. And I was like, oh, shit, watch their feet. Watch their feet.
Oh, see.
Watch their feet. They cold. They was good. Them little niggas was good.
You don't remember their name?
No, I probably saved it. I probably saved it.
I want to see. I get it, but all I'm saying is because we had it.
I mean, we still got it, though.
Yeah, we do, but I just want to put
this. I might bust out with a footworker, too.
I want to put. I'm not, because that makes me tired automatically. So why? I'm not going to. I bust out in a sweat earlier because I forgot I had my hoodie on.
Oh, no.
And I was like, dang, it's really warm. Why is my forehead a little moist? So, no, I'm definitely not going to footwork because I'm going to be drenched.
Ready?
Oh, shit. We found it. He definitely fucked. He fucked that good woman. Hey.
Nigga. What? Like, that's why I was like, wait, that's a, like, just from the way that, you know, okay, if you footwork, right, the first kick out typically is not, like, it's not forward and your knee gotta kind of go out, right?
Yeah.
They legs did the right motions. Like, they didn't look crazy. They didn't, like, they was river dancing. Like, they didn't look like none of that shit. That was footwork. Sorry.
Wait a minute. Okay, so okay. So I know you've seen the video of the two young ladies at the wedding mouthing the words to, I don't know, y'all know I don't know the damn song. So give me a second. So they saying a rap song. They song went viral. I mean, a video went viral. What is the name of the song?
I don't know, cause I ain't seen this.
Oh, you ain't seen it. Oh,
I don't know,
girl. This shit went viral. And you, if I saw it, I just knew that you seen it.
Nigga, we be looking at 15 different things. That's I don't true. Know.
That's true. But they had went viral, and they was like, hey, she can come to the cookout, and I was like, the cookout.
Oh no! Said, stop inviting white people to the cookout. Stop it.
Well, I'm still stuck on the word cookout. It ain't barbecue?
No.
It ain't the queue?
No.
The no?
No, it's the cookout.
It's the cookout.
Yeah, because you know they made a movie about it.
I'm mad. No, I was livid about that damn movie. I was so
You know
mad.
It was a movie.
I was so mad. That movie was terrible.
I mean,
it was terribly good because I love Queen Latifah's part. Like, I would have loved to be the security guard.
Why you like the ridiculous roles of these women? Why is it the strong? She was crazy.
I know,
she did the most.
That was the funniest part in the movie. Outside of like the other.
The nigga showing up?
No, the auntie thinking that. her son could be just as good at basketball as her nephew. And he had no skill.
Sir.
He was like, Mom, I don't even like basketball.
Mamas, Mr. and Mrs. Nigga, Daddy, Auntie, little cousin and them. Hey, right? I've been watching enough OGs say this, right? And I think it's time y'all need to, like, take a look at yourselves and be like, maybe I shouldn't do this, right? So, one, when you have somebody in your family or a close friend who's talented at some shit, right? Stop devaluing their talent because you think that they got it from you or that your kid or whomever closer relative also got it, and so you start making them compete against them. Stop doing that shit. Like, if you know your nephew real, real good at some shit, stop pitting your son up against your nephew. Bitch, be happy for your nephew. Spend all that money on your nephew's games and shit. If that nigga great at basketball, do not, however, spend no fucking money trying to make your son good at that shit. And you know he like backgammon.
My mama played backgammon.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if he... Shit. Oh, if that nigga real good at pity pat, no, he don't need to be in the poker tournament. Sorry.
So you just telling people to stay in their own lane?
Stay in your own lane. Mm-hmm. I like that. That's a parable. Okay? Stay in your own fucking lane. Why? Because that lane's faster than you. They're better.
Yeah.
They're better, okay? They're going faster. They know exactly where they're going. You still figuring it out. Mm-hmm. But if you're in your lane, it doesn't even fucking matter what's going on over there.
Yeah. But that's what's even worse, though, because everybody getting participation points. It's been starting since school. So I'm sorry, honey. In the real world, when you don't have something that don't work for you, you just don't have it.
Yeah, that started after after we was in school. Because by the time I was in grade school, they had trophies for the right shit. Like, if you had perfect attendance, that's a ribbon. You ain't get a perfect attendance ribbon and your ass wasn't there. Okay? If you was late all the fucking time, no, you didn't get no special star on your little fucking report card little bullshit that they gave you. They ain't give you no star for that.
Wait a minute. You remember in gym, they had the presidential and the national pieces of paper. They didn't mean anything. But as children, if you got that national, you like, what? I ain't special? Because I remember John Eli, hey bro, how you doing? What's going on? He had did like 50 pull-ups. I say, I don't know where he get his strength from, but we only in fifth grade. The fuck? You strong for nowhere. You strong.
I don't know how I missed all of the classes where I was supposed to do a pull-up. I never. Like, I ain't have to climb no rope. I was there. I don't know why I ain't have to do it. I never had to do no fucking pull-ups. We did. Remember, did they ever give you like the stretch test and shit like that? Where you had like a little box?
Yeah.
Oh my God. I try to explain this shit to people and they'd be like, they had you at a box. I was like, yeah, nigga, they put a box at the end of your fucking feet.
Right.
And then you had to bend over. And on the top of the fucking box was like a ruler lines and shit. And it used to show how far you could reach and shit. I was like, yeah, I'm good at bending.
I can be in real good.
Mm-hmm. Don't, however, ask me to do no fucking pull-ups. You petty. Wait, I don't need to ever do no pull-ups.
How about the sit-up or the sit-up test and the push-up test?
Sit-up and push-up test? Cool. Don't have me pull up.
The only push-up I was doing was the pop.
Oh, no.
You couldn't get me to do a push-up for nothing.
Not even the girl push-ups?
Ew, that hurts my knees.
That, I mean, I didn't do the girl push-ups because I would be in competition with the boys. So if they gave you the option, which they did, thanks teachers, okay, they give you the option, you could do the regular push-up, you know, the army push-up where your arms are, you know, we're going to give you three different versions. You're going to have the one where your arms are straight, or the one where you're in a triangle, or the one where you're with your knees on the ground, which all the ones were like, that's the girl push-up. And I was like, fuck you. I'm going to do a one-arm push-up, ho. And then...
Oh, man, I remember when I used to be strong like that in real life. Like, I used to be strong for real, y'all.
This girl say used to be strong as if she ain't still beating motherfuckers up. I don't know. You picked up somebody, though.
She was little.
Whatever. So we're talking back. How she tried to like glaze it over and talk about it with her little client or whatever. No, we're not glazing over.
XXX.
Zotica, goddammit. So.
Oh my god. It was.
So, walk us through what happened. So, okay. You walked in and it was like, ooh, boots, boots, boots. Right. Booties, booties, booties. What?
Walked in, had the VIP passes because y'all know I'm extra. I really thought it was going to be something extra with it, but it wasn't. So, I feel bad. So, anyway, so we got the little VIP lanyards. Mm-hmm. Then you get to choose your colored rubber band that you want to show people if you are a full swap, mm-hmm. if you're a soft swap. Mm-hmm. Or if you're bi-curious. Mm-hmm. So, pick those up. Mm-hmm. Went ahead, started walking through the booths. The first one there. All I know is her name was Tokyo. I don't know what the first. I don't know if that's her first or her last name because I don't know who she is. I was like, oh, okay, cool. Take her and take a picture. Oh. He was like, no, no. I was like, oh, he's nervous. I didn't know that. It's so cute. Put a pin note in that, okay? Put a pin in that.
Okay.
I was like, oh, fuck you, he nervous. But then I was like, okay, cool, we'll take a picture with you. Okay, so for the pictures, it's $20. It's, I said, wait, damn, oh. Okay, I don't like your price, but I'm going to pay it. So then he was like, no, we're going to come back. We're going to go to the ATM. I was like, ooh, I like the way he played that. I should have been quick on my feet like that, but I wouldn't. Wind up walking through. Seeing a couple more people. Seeing Pinky.
Aww.
Oh, my God.
Go back.
Pinky. Man, Pinky was that girl.
She's so tiny.
I ain't gonna lie. I ain't know that was her, y'all. I walked past, and I was like, oh.
Well, she's gotten bigger.
She has, and I've been following her on Instagram, but not for a while, though. But at one point, you know, she was getting a little slender. I already know. As a woman, it's real easy to pick up this weight, okay? It's so fucking easy.
Especially when you're in a boss role, though, because let's talk about how Pinky has one of the largest female-owned production companies in porn, period. So the reason why Pinky stopped being in front of the camera was so that she can bring all those girls like Cherokee the Ass back in there. And you know what I mean? Like all of those girls who were like iconic for the 2000s in porn, she started producing them.
Yeah. So while y'all up there trying to roast her about her weight, because I've been seeing it online, and that's really been getting under my skin.
Oh, yeah, I don't like that shit.
That pissed me off so bad. Like, damn, Pinky, she more like, they had some reference. Whatever it was, I wasn't trying to remember what it was, because I thought that shit was real bogus.
They fucked up for that, but I mean, she was one. She was always a thick girl, so being that short, with that body mass index, you know for a fact, she gonna be a bigger girl. But regardless of all of that, you got to think of the fact when you make a certain amount of money and when you're working as hard as you work, some things fall on the back burner. And for her, being in front of the camera is not necessarily what needed to happen. So she probably like, yo, I'm going to go and eat these cheeseburgers at 2:00 in the morning because I've been shooting with y'all niggas all day. So
right. The same shit that you do. It's just, you know, she wasn't drinking her Slim Belly tea and her have waist trainers on and stuff.
Yeah. I mean, show us your sex tapes.
Ooh.
Let's see how great you look.
We'll wait.
Drop them in the DM. I will surely rate them. Not on, like, maybe on Patreon. We'll do
it. Oh, that's a good idea.
I'll rate your sex
tape. Rate your sex tape. Hey, we should work. Yeah, we should work on it next. Okay, so wind up ending off the evening with one of my favorites, thick ass Daphne. Okay,
thick ass Daphne.
However, I was like, wait, she don't look that thick in person. It was the camera angle. She's so little.
She's thick compared to the other girls who are not.
Right. Okay, all I'm saying is I saw it and I was excited, okay? I was real, real excited. Hey, girl, hey!
Why was you excited, Camille?
I was excited because she was so little.
What that mean to you?
I don't know. I'm intrigued. I ain't gonna lie. My eyebrow kind of went up like, this is interesting. So, of course, I always have to test the theory. So, he takes the picture first, right?
Uh-huh.
Then her, I don't know who this woman was to her. Maybe her cousin, friend, assistant, whoever. She was like, you want to take a picture with her? And I was like,
absolutely. Clearly. That's what she get all stuttery and shit.
Yeah, right. However, remember
hell that? Yeah.
You remember that pin from earlier? Well, unpin it and put it back right here because I fucking got nervous.
Exactly.
And I was like, bitch, you got nervous? You don't never get nervous. What you nervous for? You feeling some way on the inside, ain't you?
Uh-oh.
You feeling
to death.
You feeling some way on the inside. So, as I'm approaching her to take this photo, I'm putting my shit down, right? And I was like, oh, shit, it's about to happen, ain't it? So then she got real close to my face. I was like, oh, my God, you're really close. Hi. So then, instead of doing that, I was like, your head is so little.
Uh-huh. Now she doing what?
So then I palmed the back of her head.
Dun, dun, dun.
I don't know what was happening.
And then she act like, I don't even know where this even come from.
See, you see, I didn't say that this time. So I palmed the back of her head, right? Mm-hmm. So then she looked at me, and then she kicked her leg up. When she kicked the leg up, I accidentally went, this was an accident. It really was. Because her leg was shorter than I thought. So then when I put my hand underneath her thigh, I was like, wait a minute.
Ass.
Oh, dope. Okay, so then she turned and looked at me.
Ass.
So then when she turned and looked at me, she had hugged me, right? I know I'm all over the place.
She don't even know. I don't know what happened
first. I don't know what happened first. Okay.
It was the hand, and then it was the thigh up, and then I grabbed the head, and then I was like, oh, my God, it was the head. And then she looked at me, and I was like, I'm a lick a face.
Yeah. I would have, but she had on makeup. I'm just kidding. See? That's rude. You don't know people.
See?
So before I placed the hand on the under baby thigh part, right? She had hugged me. And when she hugged, I was like, oh, nice to meet you. So then I had picked her up from the hug. And then when I put her back down, she looked at me. She said, do you like girls? I said, absolutely. I said that out loud. Oh, my God.
Yes. Yes, y'all. Yes, y'all. To the beach, y'all. It don't stop, y'all.
Yes. So after that, then, you know, that's when she kicked the leg up. I put my hand there, whatever. And then we took the picture. But it's crazy because the pictures that we took, the way she's looking at me, I was like, oh, that's interesting. But the way I was looking back was even more interesting. I was like, oh, my God. And there it is.
I saw the pictures. I saw the pictures and I said, honey child.
Yeah, so that was a really good time. It didn't end as well as I wanted it to because of some other, you know, other details. Ain't none of your damn business, don't ask. But I had a really good time. A really, really good time.
She wanted to have a greater time with thick ass Daphne is what she's saying, but then that didn't happen. So sad face.
Why she fell on my business? Although I could have.
I mean, you ain't gotta prove nothing to me, Craig.
I ain't gotta prove nothing. I don't know what the fuck I'm
saying. Look at her. The thumb going. Alright. Y'all remember this.
Oh, God.
Put a pin in episode 29. Camille realizes she's a lesbian. Just a little lesbian. Yeah. Not like the full lesbian, but like a little.
I'm a play lesbian.
No, you can't play with lesbians now.
That's why I don't.
No,
I said I'm a play.
No, you can't even play lesbian. You can't even look.
You can play bisexual before you can play lesbian. Lesbians do not play.
Do not play.
I am a bisexual.
She is queer today. Okay, good job. You can just be queer. You don't have to announce any sexual orientations.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that is pretty specific, isn't it?
That's very specific. I mean, you could be pansexual. You could be, there's so many different things that you could be.
Interesting.
Doesn't really matter, you know, but you can definitely say you're queer because you are.
Because I am.
Look at her. Come on, Revelations. Bring it all together.
Oh, wow.
Bring it all together. Yeah. Okay, well, I didn't have such a fun time. I didn't go to Exotica. I knew I was going to still be working on a bunch of other client spaces, so I was going to play it by ear, and then we had dates mixed up anyway, so then we was all talking about it as a group. It was like, you know what? Shit. Oh, you going on a Saturday? I'm not going on a Saturday. I can't take my Saturday. And then it was like, oh, I thought we was going on Sundays. And then it was like, oh, shit, well, nah.
Well, I guess we can't do it at all, man.
I mean, a couple of my friends had booths there at Exotica. I wanted you to meet Taomi and meet Nurse Jay. And then those girls that I went to high school with, I wanted you to meet them because they had their own booths there. I'll show you. I'll send you their pages. They cool as shit. But okay. When I was in high school, they were the tall girls. Like,
wait, were they dark skin?
Mm-hmm.
I did see them. Mm-hmm. I think I did. Yeah, we did see them.
Yeah.
I got a video.
Yeah, Glamazon Taomi. Look her up. She's fucking dope. Super big afro, sexpert. She does ride-em classes and teaches girls how to, you know, ride when you have big thighs and big hips and shit. And it don't matter what size you come into your class, you're going to learn how to ride some dick today. She's one of them great ones. And now she got her sister, who's very much so into cosplay and things like that. So that's mostly her pictures are like sexy cosplay.
Okay.
But the great thing about her is her actual occupation is she's a traveling nurse practitioner.
Mm.
So, you know, she got time on her hands to take, you know, sexy pictures and shit. I just be like, hey, don't none of y'all nasty weirdos be booking her, you know what I mean, to come do some whole other shit, and then you gonna stalk her or something. I don't like that shit. You know what I mean? No. Y'all be careful out there. But yeah, you know. Oh.
I don't know what that was, but I just let it go.
No. I have a lot of sex positive friends, so. Okay, that's what I wanted to talk about. Okay, so we missed this, okay? We missed this in April, but April 18th, I didn't even know was National Send Nudes Day.
What?
And I didn't send none on the 18th, so I guess, you know, make your own holiday and send it today or tomorrow when you hear this or whatever.
Whatever.
I wish these national holidays made sense. Somebody tell me when shit is going on. I ain't got no kids. Ain't nobody in nobody's school. So I don't know when holidays pop up. So I just be learning about it, you know, late on Twitter, I guess, with everybody else. So that was weird.
No, that ain't weird. I got kids and still can't remember the holidays. I'd be like, oh, shit, it's your birthday?
I'd be like, send it, text it to me. Shit. Don't y'all teachers text people shit? Text it to me because I would not even know. What else have we missed? We didn't get to talk about A$AP Rocky shooting somebody and going to jail. And Rihanna's still pregnant, I guess.
I don't think she popped yet,
but all of this, you know, might stress her into labor, so pray for Rakim Jr., I guess.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Pray for that little nigga. What else have we missed? We missed the Met Gala and the Mississippi Met Gala prom season. Okay.
We missed
all of the galas, but y'all are shown out, and I know that y'all have shown out because people are upset on Facebook about it. And once it gets to Facebook, that means that you have upset our grandparents. And I don't like that for us because I don't be on Facebook. So if I have to hear about a story on Facebook from my grandma,
it's a problem,
guys. It's a problem. Again, I don't have no kids. My nephew, I have nephews and nieces who are out of high school and out of in college, about to finish up college, like in their senior year. I got nephews who are just now jumping into high school, like, you know what I mean, and dealing with that whole eighth grade and the freshman, and one is in like fifth grade, so it's just, you know, they're going through that type of shit. By the time they get to high school, all I ask is that whomever their dates are, consider the seamstresses that you are going to.
Oh my.
Ask for references.
Yes.
And by references, I mean actual work on Instagram. At this point, don't go to just your auntie and them because she did everybody else dress in the family. Yeah. She don't know what's popping now. Mm-hmm. She don't know how to do asymmetrical hems. I was seeing a lot of gatheredness at the seams. I saw a lot of tulle that was only maybe 2 or 3 wraps around, so it was still sheer, and that's not the point of tulle. That means you didn't buy enough fabric to make it gather and then look like it's not as see-through as a fucking bridal veil. Like, that's not what your base of your dress is supposed to do. You're not supposed to tulle about and I see your good stockings. I know it's the illusion neck thing is that's popular, that's trendy to just have like a little bead like right here and stuff, little applique.
Oh,
here.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Yeah. Stop buying cheap applique, guys. Because what also happens is the nude that's supposed to be nude is not your body color, and that's because you didn't pay for them to dye the shit, nor did you get the expensive applique that don't like off of the thing. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, for the listeners, y'all, what she's saying is just don't get cheap shit.
Stop trying.
Don't get cheap shit.
If you want cheap shit, go to the fucking mall, buy the dress. Okay?
Yeah.
Honestly, because I was a prom dress buyer, like I had a seamstress. I had designed like 20 girls dresses at my prom. Mm-hmm. So I was selling sketches before I left the high school. Like, I was just like, all right, well, tell her like this, tell her this is on a bias cut, tell her this one is, you know what I mean? Like,
that's cool.
I had shit written out and marked down how it was supposed to be made for everybody else. When it came to me, I said, I am going to Max Azria and I am buying this dress and it is on sale. I'm getting it right now. It didn't feel like prom for black kids in the Midwest. It felt like prom for Orange County, California. It did not feel like, I was like, nigga, I'm going like I'm a stylist. I matched everybody's dress. My dress looked like Taste the Rainbow. It was fucking great. I matched everybody's suit. Know that. I took pictures with all of them niggas. It's our date, bitches. That's what I felt like, because I didn't even want no date. So,
oh my God, she is on a roll, y'all.
But y'all, for real, because I know they spending money on these dresses. Like, these seamstresses ain't saying like, oh, okay, yeah, give me $200 and I'm gonna make your dress. Like, they spending like $6. So if I'm spending fucking six better go to this fucking fabric and then tell me what your fee is to make the dress. Don't be like $6 and then you spend $2 on the fabric and it look like that.
Yeah.
I don't like that shit. Because the dresses that you see in the fucking bridal stores and stuff like that, not like the real ones, but like the Kinsay stores and shit, mm-hmm. like them dresses, them you can get made for cheap. Y'all should have went to the Hispanic neighborhoods. I would have been a little village, like, hey, like, turn up. Maria making my fucking dress.
You know?
Know that.
Speaking of prom, mm-hmm. You know, everybody wants to be the most... the most original.
Oh, okay. I was wondering what the word was when you said the most.
The most original.
That original was not what I was going for, but I feel you.
Chick,
I feel you.
I'm trying to be nice. Uh-huh. This chick pulled up in a hearse. They opened the back and she came out of a casket. They pulled the casket out and she lifted about the casket.
Stop.
I said, holy shit. I just put my phone down for the rest of the day. I was dead.
All I was about to say, bitch, I'm dead.
I was so dead.
Bitch, I'm dead.
Oh my God.
Okay. I'm done.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm done because prom just makes me mad. Not like, not for nothing. Maybe that would be the only thing that I would see myself as far as like formal gowns and stuff, bringing that shit back or having that type of salon or boutique or whatever. Mm-hmm. But It's just, y'all got to do better. And I saw y'all trying to step, like, the guys have stepped it up as far as, again, like I said, back when I went to prom, the themes was pimp juice, okay? Niggas wore big-ass suits, and they had goblets, and they had stunner shades on, and they stunner shades had shit written on them.
Oh, my God, yes.
It was crystals everywhere on the, like, the shoes, the cups, the glasses, the canes. Niggas want, like, it was
full. Oh, they wanted the canes.
They wanted the fucking cane and the fucking Dob hat. Like, they wanted to be pimps. They wanted it to be, like, players ball.
Players ball, yes.
And it was not, okay? They all looked the same in the goofy-ass white suits or tan suits and then with a baby blue or robin's egg blue or purple blue iridescent vest on. That does not mean that you have dressed up, sir. That just means that you got on your daddy suit. It's not okay. Take that shit off. It's not okay. I don't want to. Actually, now that I'm on your daddy suit. Now that I'm on your daddy suit, what also is not okay is for niggas at weddings to get suits rented from regular suit rental places. That's not okay either.
They can't go to men's wear?
They can't. And I'm going to tell you fucking why. Because they're not going to fit. It's just not going to fucking fit you. And they all look stupid. All of your pictures look dumb. They just all look dumb.
Oh my God. You okay?
They all look bad.
You get
it still upsets me.
I see.
Like, nigga, like, remember, you could go somewhere, right? And you, like, okay, I mean, pictures back in the day or videos back in the day of couples going out and shit. Like, it looked like they took pride in that shit.
Yeah.
Like, even the stores at the mall, like those men's suit places or whatever, like, even the displays look like, oh, y'all trying some shit. Men's Warehouse, that Euro cut suit is made for one stocky white man.
He's stocky?
Yes, he's stocky. He perhaps, you know, lifts refrigerators. He perhaps lifts refrigerators or, you know, dishwashers for a living. Okay. Perhaps he, you know, throws lumber over his shoulder for a living. Either way it goes, that suit is for him. What that suit is not for is for a slender black man. It's not.
Yeah.
It's not. Even the niggas who are also stocky, the niggas who used to play football or the niggas who, you know what I mean, got a little thigh meat on them. It ain't for you neither, my nigga, because you got ass. And guess what those pants are made for? Men without them. Paddles, okay?
You just said that P so hard.
Paddles.
You pushing P. Push
your P. That shit is terrible. Those suits are terrible. Terrible. Man. And they're only good unless you buy them and then you have somebody actually take them in. But it's, as long as that suit ain't yours, my nigga.
It still ain't yours.
It ain't never gonna be yours.
Never gonna get it.
That suit don't fit you. It don't. So at least these young little niggas is doing good with their suits fitting them now.
Yeah.
But I think the pant hemline has gotten a little too short. I think the shoes are still a little too big and sparkly, or velvety. Tassely.
What are those? Velvet?
Spiky. Like, little niggas, first off, your ankles is really tiny, your legs are tinier, and your feet are still big. You don't quite, it's like a deer, but in reverse. You know what I mean? So, I don't like it. I don't like that either.
So, in other words, no. I was going to say, what?
Shit.
In the birds, everybody goes there.
I mean, I need niggas to stop at a Macy's, a Nordstrom. Shit. A lot of them little suit places or whatever in the mall before you, my nigga, you just see the Dub hat in the window and you walk past. Don't do that. Go in there. Talk to Burton them.
A nuisance. Nigga, I wear a towel. I don't know why that came out of nowhere.
I want to see y'all niggas wear sports coats again. Ooh. You know what I mean? Get out of the idea that your suit got to be boxy, okay? Get some double-breastedness in your life. Side note, that is my favorite tuxedo on a man getting married, honestly. In a double-breasted suit, you can get your dick sucked, sir. By your wife, hopefully, because if not, guess what? It's plenty of other bitches in that whole congregation who trying to go. Why? Because the double-breasted suit. It's not you, it's the suit.
It's the suit.
And don't let it be a shawl collar. Like, don't give me, like, Hugh Hefner style. Like, don't give me the little robe coat. Oh, my God. You, sir, can get your dick sucked, okay? Hopefully by your wife. Or husband, or whomever, you know. Whomever. But you, sir, can get your dick sucked. And it's because of the sports coat.
Parable number two. Get you a sports coat.
Get you a motherfucking sports coat. Look it up. Google it.
Oh, my God. You got my damn face hurting.
Google the sports coat. It might do you good. Mm-hmm. What else do I have? What else is there on the docket? I don't know.
Be making all the noise.
Just out here, just loud doors closing. Shit. Also, I'm gonna need y'all to stop putting guns on your prom dress. Why? Why are they laid out on your prom dress? This is not the gun show. This is the prom. Like,
you sure it's not the NRA?
You can't bring your guns to prom because that's illegal. Even if you are 18 and you have a gun license, guess who don't allow guns in their facilities? Any of the places where y'all trying to dance at. None of the places allow none of those semi-automatic weapons. So it's a bad idea. Mostly because
it's a bad idea.
It just don't fucking make sense. There's no theme. Guns is not a theme.
It's not
a prom theme. It's not like a Met Gala theme. Like, you know how they be like, Gilded is this year's theme. Guns is never the theme.
Especially, I hate to say, especially not for black folks, okay?
Guns is never the theme. Nigga, not for white folks, not in a Western. Like, what are we doing? Guns is not a theme for prom. It's just not a theme for prom. Go fucking dance. Or don't. Or be on Snapchat all night. I don't know what the fuck y'all doing these days. Y'all could just skip the shit altogether. Just take pictures on your phone and then go out to eat for all I give a fuck. Or go get a room. I don't care. Why are guns on your dress? Why is this nigga standing on your dress? I have more problems with the pictures that I was seeing because the shit just didn't make sense. Sorry. I was offended. Like, nigga, what? If somebody stepped on my dress, bro.
Yeah.
On my train. It's a fucking truck. It's attached to you, bitch. What? Now he's standing on you so you can't go nowhere? What kind of sense does this make? Now we just stuck here. And you with a little nigga who wish he looked like Gunna. I'm over it. I'm sorry.
And that's how T.T. Aaron feels about prom, guys.
In the end. I digress. So Elon Musk bought Twitter. That's nice.
How is it to have, like, I wonder what the feeling is to have all that money. Like, you know, he just rolled over like, you know what, fuck it. I'm a buy.
But you know what, though? That's the thing. I feel like that's what I would do in my not, like, nerd brain. Because that nigga is still, like, one of the smartest motherfuckers on the planet. So, I feel like it takes him a long time to even buy anything. Because he had to get the data on the shit before he buy it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, one, anybody who name your kid a bunch of words with no vowels. Like, it's a bunch of letters. But ain't no vowels in the name. I don't know. It's like exodibson. Like, your kid name is a sound effect. I don't know how to fucking say your kid's name. And it's not even for me. I don't think I'll ever need to pronounce that kid's name unless they become the president of the world or something by the time they grown. I don't know. All I know is
that nigga, when he say he gonna buy some shit, he probably needs to buy that shit. I don't even need to know, like, why. It's like, is he the smartest person in the world?
Let him
buy that shit. he know what he gonna do with the shit. I don't care.
Yeah.
Fix it. If anything, he just gonna fix it. Like, that type of person don't do shit without, like, making something better.
True.
I feel like Elon gonna make everything better in that case. Like, he'll be all right. We'll be all right. Twitter will be just fine. Y'all ain't got to worry about if Trump coming back or not, because either way, that nigga was funny as shit. If you believed any of the things that that nigga ever said out of his mouth, then you need to, you need to reflect on your own life and education and see where your parents fucked up.
Right. Are you still hungry? Like, what's happening?
No.
We off today.
I know.
I don't have no problem with it. I'm just saying, I love it.
So while I'm at it, while I'm in a good mood. So it seems that some of the things that we said before to some friends of ours were taken in the wrong way. So I want to do my on-air apology tour. So here's the on-air apology tour.
Okay.
So one of our former coworkers was mad at us because we made a joke on my birthday. And when it was my birthday, I was drunk as shit off of a lot of tequila. And
I was there.
Yeah, and it was cool. Like, and I won't even say like I was drunk as shit. I was just lit. Like, it is what it is. But I heard that my joke went too far and it didn't actually land well. And that kind of sucks for me because typically all my jokes land well. So I want to say sorry because I didn't mean for it to be actually offensive to you, girl. And we ain't got to be fighting no more. Because I didn't even know we was fighting. So don't fight with us.
Right. I mean,
you can fight with me. Don't even fight with her, though. Because, you know, y'all super cool.
I know. But see, okay. But I made it worse because I was petty. But I was still trying to patronize her business. I'm like, hey, I know we fighting. I know we ain't friends. But here, bitch, take this money because I still want to buy your products.
And she wasn't going.
She wasn't going. It's okay. Sorry. Maybe she'll call me later, maybe not. All I'm saying is, girl, you know my phone's still on, and I don't care. Like,
girl,
call
you know
me.
We e love you, and you know it's true. Boom, boom, doom, doom, doom. No, dead ass, though. I'm going to make more jokes. So I just want to also put this PSA out to all my friends and family and family. If you are offended by anything that I say, you shouldn't be, because it's never about you. It's a joke. And if it is about you, laugh, bitch, because we're going to have a lot more shit to say when you don't laugh, because now the joke is hitting home. And now I'm going to dig right in. I'm going to dig right into the joke. And it's not going to be okay after that. So
laugh first.
Laugh first. Cry later. Laugh now, cry later. Like Drake.
Here.
Okay, so. All right, real quick. So I was going to talk about an emotional red flag, but I'm going to talk about instead, since we were doing all types of crazy shit, let's go to this, right? Mm-hmm. So why men be breaking up, right? When men break up with their girls, why do y'all notice how they tell people that they broken up? Do you notice the differences on when women tell people that they broke, or like how women tell people that they broke up versus how men tell people that they broke up with their girl? Because that's always hilarious to me. So one of my favorite best friends, she's always breaking up with her husband, like always. And
wait, breaking up with her husband?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, okay. When I first met them, they were separated. I don't think they ever got back like together, even when they moved back in together. Like, she be done with him all the time. Like, I'm gonna move out. And so she'll move out
and they still like co-parent their kid great. Everybody goes to therapy. She just don't fuck with him that often. Like, it's his fault, but also also because she's a crazy person. And I just be like, girl, like, I don't even know what to say to that. Like, they have one of the oddest relationships I've ever seen in my life. Like, when I think about when people go, you know, this is what marriage is supposed to look like, and I'll be like, nah. Like, literally, I'll be like, nah, because I know other people who just do not operate like that. So, right. She's one of those people who don't. But, so she'll be like, yeah, so, y'all, I think I'm for real sending the papers this time, y'all. And we like, oh, for real? Okay, girl, let me know how that go. And I'm never one for, like, I don't celebrate breaking up or anything like that. But for this one, I was like, let me know so I can at least throw you a divorce party, because this feels like, you deserve it. Like, feels like... 20 years in the making. Y'all done been married too long for you to be breaking up for three quarters of y'all relationship. That's crazy. So,
hey, it's a thing.
Him though, like, when he wants to say that they're done, then it becomes like this whole, like, I'm stunting on bitches type of attitude. Like, now he wants to get back on Twitter, or now, like, it's just, it's so stupid. And I'm like, nigga, don't nobody want your old ass. First off, your ass don't even know how to date nobody. You only know how to cheat. Niggas, like,
don't know how to cheat. I got questions.
Well, I feel like he knew how to cheat, like, back in the day, but, like, today.
Oh, yeah, completely different.
Like, you not, and it's not, like, he's not, like, super old. He's, like, mid-40s, but, like, nigga, you don't know how to date nobody new.
You don't know how to sneaky link.
You don't know how to sneaky link. These new girls is gonna run all over you, my God. They do not, like, give a fuck about none of your old school values.
Oh, shit.
So, his single again thing is really, really funny. And I'm just like, oh, for real? And I told her, I was like, yo, I was like, what you gonna do? Mom, you know, I don't know. Sorry. I don't know what that means. Google it. With my chin itch. What this mean?
I'm sorry, y'all.
No, you know.
I really be wanting to know.
It's, I mean, hey, Google will tell you.
Itchy chin. Itchy chin.
But yeah, I really want to know, like, I asked her, I said, well, what would you do if... you know, if he finds somebody else, like, she was like, thank God, if he does. She was like, I had a dream about it. I wish he would remarry, you know what I mean? And then she takes on the burden of all the things that I disliked about him.
So she's dead ass.
She's dead ass. And if you knew her, you would know why she's dead ass. And you know who she is. I'm just not going to say it. But,
right.
You know, as far as I'm concerned, the way that men and women break up is fucking hilarious. Like, she's been done for a minute. I guess if you're not so prepared for your breakup, then I'm pretty sure that hurts a little bit more. And so the way people deal with it after that initial hurt is a little bit weird. Like, but when you know, when you know this shit is donezo, like, none of the shit where you actually like the person no more.
Fuck that.
Well, you don't even like that nigga no more.
You give him all the furniture from the divorce. You be like, you can keep everything. I just need my kid.
I don't even need anything. You know? Like, you just be like, I need something? Is this kid mine? Like, this girl left so many paperworks over this nigga.
See, that's how you know that she no longer gives a fuck.
You are done. You are done. He still will ask her for a birth certificate. Like, that's how done they were. Like, and he'd just be like, I don't even know where that paper is.
Oh, my God. I never strive to have a relationship like that.
I enjoy it when I see it being a real thing. Like, not just making it up. Not, right. You know what I mean? Like, if that's really y'all, I want to see that shit play through. Like, I done seen y'all at high moments, and I done seen you at the lows. This ain't even a low or a high. This is just a...
It's it.
It's it. Like,
that's all.
I didn't.
You get nothing else.
You synced it all. I love it. Niggas, y'all need help. I'm sorry. Y'all need help. y'all need help to navigate this dating world in today, because I would not want to be y'all niggas. And if I, you know what? And let me not say that, like, I'm scared to date, because that's also a fear that I think people have, and why they get scared of breaking up is because of the fact that they think that it is just the end, and I'll never find, and I'll never do this. And it's like, no, you will never find another nigga like that. That nigga is that nigga. That's it.
Yeah.
Now you have to find another nigga who you are also compatible with. Like, it's not going to be like, nobody likes me. I'm never going to love again. No.
That's what it feel like, though. That's what it feel nigga, like.
Cap.
It be feeling like.
And that. I will call cap on your entire soul. Y'all know for a motherfucking fact that when you together with somebody and you end up seeing everybody who you attracted to and everybody who attracted to you, they don't just fucking go out the woodwork as soon as you say you single. Bitches is ever present. Bitches is forever in abundance, okay?
Bitches for
everybody. But last on my bitches for everybody, dear Mr. and Mrs. Bitches, while y'all fucking and shit, do y'all realize that y'all don't be giving out y'all best pussy?
What?
So this is my theory. Like, I've been hearing a lot of niggas do these discussions on whether or not, you know, they give good dick out and stuff like that, and what, you know, what good dick means. And then I had to think about it. And I was like, you know what?
Yeah.
Bitches don't be giving out their best pussy either.
No.
Like, some...
You can't.
Some is just, you know, that's what you get. They ain't unlocked none of the other levels to that pussy. The pussy is just what it is.
Yeah.
And it may be an immature pussy. It may be an undeveloped pussy. Either way, that pussy could just be basic. You know what I mean? But I know for a motherfucking fact that when I was fucking earlier in life, and I thought, you know, I was doing something or giving it my best go with stuff like that, and then after I've been fucking now, you know what I mean, then you realize I was not giving these niggas my best pussy. And honestly, I don't feel like it takes any of the dick count that I have, like, I don't feel like, you know, I should subtract it, because, you know, it just wasn't my best pussy, so that one doesn't count. I just feel like y'all have never fucked me. Like, y'all didn't even fuck me. Like, y'all fucked somebody totally different. Like, y'all fucked a totally different pussy, and I'm sorry that I was not as into it.
So she issued two apologies today.
Multiple. It's an apology tour.
Okay, I'm sorry.
So
okay.
I would just like to apologize to
let me get my list.
It
was Karen,
Chris, Stephen, Jonathan, and Eden. Like, you know, I don't even know, but sorry to the men's.
I definitely wasn't, because if I did, I would have a whole lot more stalkers than I have now.
I feel like. Yeah. I feel bad for my stalkers. Like, you don't even know
it, right? You don't even know.
Maybe they know and they realize that this bitch never unlocked it for me, and I know for a fact there's some other pussy back there. Like,
oh my god. Nope, she's fired. I don't know. Nope, she's fired. It's nope.
No, nah, because y'all didn't know it was a back door. Y'all didn't know it was a door.
Yeah, it was a corridor.
It was a little corridor. After you was in the pussy, it was another corridor past that went to another pussy that you never got.
Like, seriously, it really is another corridor. It's another corridor. I was like, oh my, I finally found it. By George, I think I've got it. That's why I was like, you know what? I'm sorry. When you get... some good, whether if you're male or female, when you come back to the person that you fucking with, and you just be like, I'm sorry.
Listen,
for everything I've ever done.
But why does that tie into what we was talking about before the show? We was like, you know, if a girl just randomly texts you, I love you, that means she cheated. And I was like, nah, that's not true. That just means she was thinking about you. However, if that bitch just texts you out of nowhere, I'm sorry, that means you gave her good dick at some point. And that...
is why I don't send out my apology to her via text. Because then that makes niggas think that they gave me superb dick and I don't even care.
I did not know you was going to end it like that.
I don't
that.
Care at all. I don't remember it, sir. Oh, I don't remember. And it's so bad after not remembering. Like, majority of the time, it just be like the memory of whatever, like, good moment you were in at the time. So if you try to recreate that, it's definitely not going to be that ever either. Man. So I've had a couple do-overs in my life. Like,
I have
the
too.
First guy that I slept with, because you know how that was bad. Yeah. I told y'all how bad that was. Yeah. We had a do-over, like, the next summer. And it was better, but
it wasn't good.
It don't matter. Yeah. But it was not memorable in the fact of just the fact that we had a do-over. That was the more memorable part. The fact that that had it to happen.
Yeah.
So, sorry to that man. sorry to that man. I hope you're well. I'm sorry. The look on my face was not really indicative of hoping that he was well.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, I'm God. Sorry, because I don't think he is. Either way, I don't think he's well. But, you know, best wishes to you. And stay strong, my brother.
She's fired. She is so fired right now. She is fired. Okay. Oh my.
I've had a rough week and you niggas is pissing me out.
See, but what's even funnier is how if this is anger, like this is how she deals with anger. So I am upset. I don't ever want to see her like pissed. Okay. Because she's laughing. You know, people when they laugh and they angry, that's not ever a good thing because you don't know what the fuck is going to happen next. Okay.
I have done real crazy shit in life. Okay. Like shit that people like, wait, you did that? And I was like, yeah. And then they'd be like, oh no, nah, can't fuck with you. Like, but you do. The fuck?
Yeah. What? Everybody has a point. Everybody has a point.
And stop fucking with people. Bitches, stop doing this shit on prom. Y'all look crazy. God damn. Every year, you new bitches, I am befuddled. My one cousin who murdered her prom, she looked like a little princess. Now she look like little Dirk. And I'm like, girl...
Oh.
No, I mean, it's not a bad thing because, you know, Lil Durk's cute. So she like cute.
Yeah, Lil Durk is real cute.
Yeah, so she cute. But I'm like, bitch, what happened to the dresses? Like, God damn it. Like,
she's like, no, I'm good.
Yeah, she done with that shit. And I'm like, ugh. You were my last hope. Like, I didn't have nobody. All I got left is nephews. So I'm like, shit.
That's it.
Yeah, that's it, man. Ain't no more girls. That shit done. All the girls is grown, so they don't want to wear dresses no more. So now I gotta deal with suits. And again, you little niggas, your feet are too big for these taper pants. It looks crazy.
Y'all, she gonna keep talking about this prom. So get y'all shit together.
Get y'all shit okay? together, cause shit I'm gonna together. Come at y'all weddings also.
Oh God, please don't do that.
You bitches is tacky.
Don't you start.
Tacky.
Don't start. Don't
it's about to be wedding season, so I'm really about to let y'all niggas have it. Don't let me do a wedding review.
Oh, you should add that to
I'm going to do wedding review. Oh, I'm going to be worse than David Tutera. I'm going to be like, oh, you wanted what as
he
your
was
theme?
My favorite.
He was like, fish and stars? That's your theme? And then he'll go into the back and be like, get rid of all of this shit.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah. That part.
He was supposed to be my fairy godfather. And I never got married on TV. So, you know.
Not yet.
Unless y'all niggas paying for it. And by y'all, I mean the producers and the TV peoples.
Yeah. And while y'all paying that, add to the tatas for TT's fun.
Ka-ching, motherfucking ka-ching.
Yeah, because it's been a while. Okay. We like the type of contributions that fold, not jingle.
Okay.
We will take that. However, our preference is the paper.
Okay.
Right? Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, so we definitely just need to get on that because you're not.
Uh-huh, one more time.
Yeah, you're not on it, okay?
You're not, goddammit.
You're not on it.
Okay. You know what? Or maybe y'all are on it and y'all on something else. I don't know.
Oh, shit, she leaned in.
Maybe you on the wrong it. Okay, and I'm gonna need you to come back. Remember in the beginning of the episode, that's you rewinding to the front, and how we was talking about how you do this to get your titties to go. Maybe some of y'all need to do this to your wallets.
Oh, ooh.
And make your wallet grow. Yeah. And that is where we are today.
So we're gonna end you with that.
That's what you niggas need to do.
Yeah, yeah. So make sure you like, share, subscribe.
Yeah.
Comment. Oh, excuse me. My son told me I was saying it wrong. Make sure you comment, subscribe, and share.
Then she getting money. That's too bad. She gotta go. Tell that bitch, honey. Now she really mad. Cause a nigga want me. That boy whack. He just want me. Cause he's waxed on me. Yeah, buddy. Riding in the big drop. Riding down 80 on a wheel with my wristwatch. That bitch, honey. Man, that bitch a big thot. I don't trust these bitches. Dropping hoes soon as it get hot. Looking at my future, it's on beast mode. I don't trust these niggas, I just play it by the G code. Got a 9 for you, put it in my P code. Bust down, run now, nigga, that's that gun sound. Tell me why these boys acting. Niggas pillow talking, man, I swear that they be capping. I don't got enough for you hoes, I don't know why that girl keep asking. Bitch, I'm saucer with my bros, my money flipping like gymnastics. Man, these bitches want no static. Turn up on a goofy, yeah, I swear I let him have it. One day that nigga yours, now he mine, I call it magic. Yeah, one day that nigga yours, now he mine, I call it magic. Can't stop now, I just made another hit. And word around town, Quillin' Raiders hit a lick. And yeah, that boy mad, cause I ran off with his bitch. NASCAR, fast car, 200 on a dashboard. Yeah, buddy, riding in the big drop. Riding down 80 on a wheel with my wristwatch. That bitch huddy, man, that bitch a big thot. I don't trust these bitches, dropping hoes soon as it get hot. Is her ass fat? Does she get money? That's too bad, she gotta go. Tell that bitch huddy. Now she really mad, cause a nigga want me. That boy whack, he just want me cause he's waxed on me. Yeah, buddy, riding in the big drop. Riding down 80 on a wheel with my wristwatch. That bitch huddy, man, that bitch a big thot. I don't trust these bitches, dropping hoes soon as it get hot. Is her ass fat? Does she get money? That's too bad, she gotta go. Tell that bitch huddy.
And I bitch a big thot. And I bitch a big thot.